Yuri on Air. Written and produced by Opalsong. Read by
Flora Shah as Yuri, aka Katsuron FTW.
Elise Fictive as Victor, aka Victor.
Rhea 314 as Pichit, aka Pixel Essence.
For Zandopod as Leo, aka Lyrical Diction.
Katie Hart as Georgie, aka Broken Wing G.
Annalise O10 as Christoph Giacometti, aka Kinky 69.
Hana Nobira as Mila, aka Lifting Queen.
The 24th key as Otabek, aka Otaber.
Winged Words as Email, aka Extreme Knight 33.
Yui Nuff as JJ, aka It's JJ Style!
Rose as Minami, aka Little Spitfire.
Revolutionary Joe as Yuko, aka Arena Girl.
Kantarina as Yurio, aka Murder Kitten.
Petica as Celestino, aka Coach C.
Genopod as Sungil, aka 44100HZ.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid as Sarah, aka Sararara.
Something Incorporeal as Yakov, aka Yakov Feltzman.
Anonymous as Guanhong, aka G Does Voices.
Originally as Mikaeli, aka MS Forever.
And Opalsong as the voice of the internet. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Rating, mature. Relationships. Victor, Yuri, Tanaka, Sergei. Also tagged for AU, Fandom AU, Fic within a Fic, BDSM AU, In the Fic within a Fic, Date Stalking, Media Fic, Chris will always go there. Why do I care about Tanaka and Sergei so much? And Multivoice.
The tile was cool beneath Tanaka's knees as he mouthed Sergei's cock, the zipper of Sergei's open dress pants pressing into his cheek. Tanaka couldn't believe that Sergei, five-time Grand Prix champion, was allowing a failure like Tanaka to touch him. Tanaka, Sergei breathed above him, and Tanaka looked up through damp lashes to see Sergei's blonde head thrown back against the stall door. Pale neck arched and face screwed up in anticipation. His tongue rested on the underside of Sergei's dick as he stared at the god of skating above him. Fuck! Sergei groaned again, threading one hand into Tanaka's hair. Get on with it before someone walks in. Tanaka flushed and finally wrapped his lips around the head of Sergei's dick and sucked.
Excerpt from The Bet, Podfic, by Katsudon FTW. direct message from Pixelence.
Good morning, Grinny Face.
Oh.
I see someone has a hangover.
Oh. Why is my email open? Pishit, why do I have 10 kudos on something I never posted?
Oh, so many already?
Pishit? Huh? Fuck.
You did drink that entire bottle of sake, winking face. It's a very good recording, though. Very passionate.
Did I even edit it? Never mind. I'm going to take it down.
You definitely edited it. I had to listen to you swear about mouth noises and how they got worse BC the liquid. And no, gasp, you can't delete it. Look at this comment. This is amazing. The passion really spoke to me. I'm thinking of recording my own explicit podfic now. Thanks so much for giving me the courage to do it.
I'm no one's inspiration. I couldn't even finish my podfic Big Bang project. That's what caused this whole thing in the final place. Why did I even think I could get drunk and have it not go horribly?
Aw, no. Frowny face. Hugs. You're fine, Yuri. Lots of people drop out. Maybe long podfic just isn't your style.
Whatever, fine. I'll leave it up. I don't want to take away someone's inspiration, I guess. I'm going to get some water.
See you later, smiley face.
Katsudan FTW.
Lyrical Diction, posted in DreamWidth.com. Amplificathon.
Hey people, has anyone seen Katsudan FTW around? They normally post fairly often, and there's been nothing in the past while. I'm just worried that they're sick or injured or something.
Comments 12.
I hadn't realized, but yes, the last thing I can find anywhere on the internet is the podfic of the bet they posted 6 months ago.
And wow, what a podfic that was. Katsudo's porn was on point. Gotta wonder how into it they were.
Not everyone is you, Kinky.
This is a serious post. Please stop.
They sounded really off in the recording, too. Super breathy and kind of slurring. Do you think they're okay?
Katsu is okay, just really, really down after not completing PBB. They've been in contact with me over DM. Thank you all for worrying. Smiley face.
Dude, lots of people don't complete PBB. What makes this year so bad?
Yakov is pretty scary.
Heh, Yakov is always an asshole about it.
Give them my hugs.
Give them my love. All of it. Wink.
Let them know we want them to feel better. And that we're waiting patiently for whatever brilliance they come up with next.
Tanaka's skate wasn't the slightest bit wobbly as he came out of the triple axle. This was where he was meant to be, where he felt free to be himself. The ice didn't weigh him in judgment, unlike the expectations of the world, bearing down upon his every movement, pinning him to the solid, unforgiving ground. In the empty rink, he worked his way through the footwork portion and felt tears begin to trace his lashes. He faintly heard Sakura gasp from the boards as he flew into the combination spin. This was Sergei's routine. The one he'd used to win his fifth Grand Prix, while all Tanaka could do was fail and fall, glimpsing his idol, but not able to touch his greatness.
Excerpt from A Podfic of Flying and Falling by Katsudan FTW. By Arena Girl. AO3. 3 post by Arena Girl.
Notes. I'm so sorry about this. My girls got a hold of this recording and posted it without the permission of Katsu. I've talked to him and he says that since everyone has already downloaded it, I don't have to take it down.
Kudos.
Lil Spitfire.
Murder Kitten.
Coach C.
It's JJ style!
Otabear.
44100HZ.
Sarabara.
Victor.
Comments 4.
OMG, I can't believe Katsuda on FTW did this! This is amazing! Thank you so much for posting this!
I love how Katsuda on FTW's interpretation is more melancholy than Victor's. It really pulls out the inner numbness and sadness Tanaka is feeling. Brilliant as always.
Is it really okay to be reading this? Katsuda on FTW didn't post it. Edit. And now Arena Girl says her kids posted it without permission?
But it was so sweet and sad and...
From Victor, victory at gmail.com to Katsudon FTW, katsudonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Podfic Big Bang Collab. Hey, do you want a collab for Podfic Big Bang this year? I have a fic in mind that is perfect for a multi-voice. Victor Hart.
From Katsudon FTW, katsudonftw@gmail.com, to Victor, victory@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang Collab. Hi, Victor. I'm very flattered that you'd think of me for this project. I'm not doing any recording right now, though, and I'm sure you can find someone better suited for the part. From Katsudon FTW.
Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang Collab. Katsu, there is no one better for this project than you. And what better way to get back into recording than a Big Bang? Victor. Heart.
Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang Collab. Hi, Victor. I didn't manage to finish last year, so I think a Big Bang is out of my scope. I wish you well in your project. From Katsudon FTW.
Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang Collab. But, Katsu, I want you. Frown. Broken Heart.
Subject.
Broken Heart. It really is the perfect fic for the two of us. Kiss, Victor.
Subject.
Broken Heart. Please?
Subject.
Ray, Broken Heart. Hi, Victor. Please stop recording sad fic and dedicating it to me. It is distressing. And fine, I'll do Podfic Big Bang with you. From Katsudon, FTW.
Subject.
Collab! Eee! Heart. Best! Kiss. Victor.
Direct message from Victor.
Katsu, here's a link to the series I want to do. I want to do the main one for PBB. archiveofourown.org/335469.
This is an explicit fic. I don't normally record explicit stuff. I'm not sure I can put this off. It seems really involved.
Of course you can pull it off. The bet is one of the hottest podfics out there. Even Kinky admits it.
What? Really?
Have you never listened to it?
Not really, no. It's embarrassing. Also, wow, DSAU? Why did you need me for this? Isn't Kinky69 a better fit?
No, I can only imagine it with you. You're so expressive and dedicated. The way you voice characters is my dream. Besides, he's already talking about that Harry Potter porn star reality show AU. I wouldn't want to step on his dreams now, would I?
I suppose not.
So it's decided then. Awesome. I'll go send a permission request now.
Wait, no! I didn't agree to this. Though, the writing looks really good. And the premise and world-building actually look solid and interesting. Can I get back to you in a week after I read it?
Already asked. Grin, heart.
Lifting Queen posted on DreamWidth.com Wank Report.
Murder Kitten is at it again, living up to their name by being both terrible and adorable at the same time. This time, MK is aiming at our beloved, though absent of late, Katsudon FTW. Look at these tweets.
No, you listen, at Murder Kitten.
At Katsudon FTW. Fuck you! Victor is going to do Podfic Big Bang with me this year, he promised. At Katsudon FTW. Just because you recorded porn for him one time does not give you the right to take this away from me.
Victory at Victor.
At Murder Kitten. Please stop reading over my shoulder. At Katsudon FTW.
So it seems we have confirmation of the long-standing theory that Murder Kitten and Victor know each other IRL. Also, it sounds like exciting things are in store for Podfic Big Bang this year. Well, as long as Murder Kitten doesn't find Katsudon FTW in RL and shank them, anyway.
Comments 20.
OMG, a collab between Victor and Katsudon FTW? Have all my prayers been answered?
Someone should bend Murder Kitten over and spank them. Settle them down.
Please just stop.
As long as it doesn't make Victor fail like he did last year.
Fuck you, don't be an asshole. Of course Victor's going to finish.
Direct message from Murder Kitten.
Victor is a fucking asshole. I can't believe he's making us do the fucking G-rated prequel to this shit. See who embodies the character the most. If he didn't promise to do this for me last year, I'd fucking dump his ass and go work with someone else.
Dump him? Are you?
Oh god, no. Ew! He's like my super fucking annoying older brother. Ugh! Why would you even think that?
No reason. But, yeah, this is a jerk move. I really want to record with him, though. So, how do we want to divide this up?
He said I had to be Sasha. Fuck him, I'd make a way better Dom than you any day. And you had to be Tanaka, so we each take their lines?
Most of the fic is from Tanaka's POV. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I get the opening and closing, which are the best fucking parts anyway.
Great. Do you want to record separately or on Skype?
Not on Skype. I don't think I can look you in the screen while saying some of these lines. And I'll edit it, because if you edit it, we'll be waiting on the finished product until after PBB posting.
Okay. I'll make cover art.
I'll send my part to you as soon as I'm done recording it.
I want it in 2 weeks, you slow fucker.
Smiley face.
Fuck you. I don't need a loser like you to take me down.
Sasha snarled. The blustering rage of a sub who needed the release of dropping, but wasn't allowing themselves to be vulnerable.
I bet you don't even know how.
Tanaka felt a steely sort of calm in that moment. Never before had he truly felt the desire to make someone kneel before him. But in this instant, all he could see was a young competitor who was overwhelmed by pressure and was begging with body and soul, if not with words, for help. He placed one hand gently on the back of Sasha's neck and said one word. Kneel. Sasha crumpled like a puppet, with its strings cut. Later, calm and glazed, sitting at Tanaka's knee in the storage closet of Tanaka's home rink, Sasha mumbled.
How'd you know?
After a pause.
That I didn't need the rest of it.
What rest of it? Tanaka asked, in his own sort of daze, hyper-focused on the boy beside him.
The sex part of it.
Sasha said, starting to tense again. Tanaka smoothed his hand over fine blonde hair, applying the slightest pressure, and Sasha bowed his head and relaxed again. That isn't even a fraction of what this is about.
Excerpt from Layback, Podfic, by Murder Kitten and Katsudan FTW. Direct message from Murder Kitten.
Holy fuck. I've never gotten that kind of response before. Is this what it's like to be you all the time?
What? I think maybe the DS universe attracted people. And the fic is pretty popular.
Never fucking mind. Look, you're actually a really good Tanaka. Fuck me if I know how that works. And Victor's wanted to do this fic for fucking ever. So you're going to be as Tanaka, and you're going to not fuck it up, you fucker. Make sure this is the best fucking podfic you've ever fucking recorded in your life. Got it? Good. Fuck you. I'm going to choose something better.
To Yuri, katsudanftw @gmail.com. From Peachit, pixelance@gmail.com. Subject.
Dreams sometimes come true. Hey, Yuri! Haven't heard from you in a while. Has your head exploded from recording with Victor? How's that going, BTW? Do you record over Skype? Have you video Skyped yet? Made any amazingly Freudian mistakes? Tell me!
To Peachit, pixelance@gmail.com. From Yuri, katsudanftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Re, dreams sometimes come true. Hi, Peachit. Sorry we haven't talked. I'm busy IRL, and now that I'm recording with Victor, I'm forgetting other friends. Sorry. It is going fine. We do record while Skyping. It helps with characterization and flow. We haven't video Skyped. Why would we? Wouldn't that be an extra distraction? Please don't mention that where he can hear you. I sometimes think he's flirting with me. Except I'm pretty sure he just flirts with everyone. I don't know. I'm trying to just respond like normal, but it's hard. From Yuri.
Subject.
Re, dreams sometimes come true. Hard, is it? Wink. I don't think he flirts with very many people, actually. I've asked around and most people say he's friendly and happy to talk, but not actually flirty. Has he been flirting with you? He has, hasn't he? Grinning face. Go for it, Yuri. I believe in you.
Subject.
Re, re, re. Dreams sometimes come true. Not like that. Okay, maybe a little like that. Do you really think he's flirting with me? Why would he flirt with me?
Subject.
Re, 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 re. Dreams sometimes come true. Oh, really? And yes, for obvious reasons.
Subject.
Help! Pishit, help! Today I record a scene where Sergei is forcing Tanaka to stretch and practice in the onsen, and just... I was hard the entire time! I had to leave because I got a call so I could calm down. How do you record stuff like that without... that happening? His voice is just so sexy. And he's so professional about everything, and yet it's fun to record with him. He gives really good advice for character voices and emotional resonance. I just want to make him proud. Yuri.
Subject.
Re, help. Don't you want Victor to help? Winking, grinning face. You didn't even get off to it, did you? Sigh. So upstanding, Yuri. Try flirting back. See where that gets you.
Subject.
Re, re, help. OMG, I hate you. Of course I didn't. You really think I could?
Aw, oh, come on, Tanaka. I'm a sub. I want to follow orders.
You're my coach. Tanaka was scandalized that Sergei would ask this of him. Oh, I feel scandalized.
What was that, Katsu?
Nothing.
That's right. And as your coach, I'm telling you to order me to get you water.
Okay. Tanaka stammered. How could he order his idol and coach around? Get me water. Please?
You're adorably good at being nervous. I've always loved the expressiveness in your podfix, but this brings it to a whole new level.
Thanks?
And you ruined it. You at least started well, I suppose.
Sergei looked both disappointed and a little baffled.
You need to be able to pull everyone under just by skating for this routine to work.
Why didn't you just give me agape? I'm not good at drumming.
And you're good at subbing? Don't answer that. Try again. Give me an order.
Why didn't we take the other parts? I mean, I suppose Sergei is the one who knows what he's doing.
Yes, well, you have the range to do nervous and later do commanding. And do both well.
Thank you.
Okay, let's finish this scene, then take a break. Try to really embody the frustration.
I can't, Tanaka whined.
You must.
Sergei continued to pester him for orders all throughout the practice. Finally, Tanaka couldn't take the guilt and despair at being reminded that he was not living up to the expectations of his idol, coach, and shouted, "Shut up!" No, that wasn't right. Let me try again. Shut up! Sergei's eyes flickered close for half a second before he came back to himself with a perky,
"Good. Now, let's try that again with a little less anger, okay? The mysterious playboy needs to seduce the ladies, not scare them."
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FTW and Victor. Direct message from Victor.
Victor? Can we talk about the upcoming scene?
Sure, Katsu. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure how to go about it. Generally? I've tried reading it out loud, but I just can't get through it.
You can draw on experience. Or imagination.
I definitely don't have any experience like that. My imagination is not. No.
Well, you could always read it with me.
No! I mean, that is what I'm trying to work up to. Never mind.
Oh, Katsu. What do you think about a love fest for next month? Everyone is kind of stressed right now. We could use it, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, everyone seems a little uptight, but that's to be expected right around now, right? Shouldn't you be asking Pixelens or Coach C or Jakob Feltzman about that?
No. Well, maybe Pixelens, but they aren't you. Your status in the fandom being what it is, I think together we could make this happen in a big way.
What status? I'm just a run-of-the-mill pot figure.
What? Oh my god, Katsu, no. You're one of fandom's most popular pot fickers. You hadn't realized it? Wow, some stuff makes sense now. You have to be aware of how loud your voice is in fandom, and how far it carries. It's your responsibility as part of fandom.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I need to go. See you.
Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
I'm a failure.
Direct message from Arena Girl.
Oh no, Yuri, what happened? I thought you were recording the scene with Victor today. Hugs.
I was. Or at least I tried. Before I failed out, like the failure I am. I didn't even make it to the actual sex, Yuko. I failed out at the door. Literally. And then I just signed off. I ran away, Yuko. From recording sex with Victor. Do you know how many times I've gotten off to his voice? Oh, God, that's TMI, isn't it?
Minami at Lil Spitfire.
At Katsudon. Hi, I heard about the snap method for recording. Do you use it? Is it worth checking out?
At Lil Spitfire. Why would you come to me for advice?
Direct message from Arena Girl.
Why are people always asking my advice? I'm no one special. I can't even record a blowjob sober.
Victory at Victor.
At Katsudon, this is where your voice is carrying. Try to be kinder when you use it. At Lil Spitfire. At Lil Spitfire, at Katsudon definitely doesn't use the snap method. But that doesn't mean it's wrong for you. Smile. Try it and see.
Direct message from Arena Girl.
Fuck. He hates me now. I'm signing off. See you tomorrow.
Hugs!
Sign up post.
Jakob Feltzman posted to DreamWidth.com Podfic Big Bang.
It's that time of year again. Get ready to sign up, check in, record, and edit. Podfic Big Bang is here. Rules are here. Timeline is here. Comment here if you have questions. There are no stupid questions. Just idiots that don't ask.
Comments 18.
Katsudon FTW and I are signing up as a group. We will be recording this fic. Title, Cantilever. Written by Opal Song. Fandom, Tanaka on Ice. Pairing, Tanaka Sergei. Rating, Explicit. Summary. Sergei is gorgeous kneeling on the ice, his eyes pleading for Tanaka to reach out and take him. A record of Tanaka and Sergei falling in love. Alternately, a DS close canon AU of Tanaka on ice.
Holy shit! You're finally recording this? Hit that, Katsu! Make him like it.
Stop. Thank you for signing up. I trust you will do well.
Are you even old enough to read this?
I'm 18.
Definitely signing up this year, with something even hotter than last year, and not in the fire way. Wink. Title, Round Peg in a Square Hole. Author, Alice Fictive. Fandom, Harry Potter. Pairing, Harry Potter Everyone. Rating, Explicit, aw yeah! Summary, Harry Potter porn star reality TV show AU. What more can I say?
Oh god.
Don't lie, you're going to listen to it.
Signing up, fuckers. Title, In the Time of Meteors. Author, Rhea314. Fandom, Homestuck. Pairing, Dave Spade's Carcat. Rating, Mature. Summary, during the 3 years on the meteor, things get heated between Dave and Carcat.
I have a gaping hole.
Kinky69 posted to Dreamwidth.
My life is so empty without my co-pod fiend Victor. We had so many good times. Waggles eyebrows. It's like he's eloped and left my mic cold in his absence. And he can't even pot around anymore. I'm all soft everywhere in his absence. Droops. Someone should share him again. Right?
Comments 3.
This is about me, isn't it?
Why would you say that? But you are really selfish, taking Victor away from the world like this.
Just stop, please.
Tanaka crowded Sergei against the door in their hotel room, hands on either side of his head. Their talk in the elevator had only made him more eager. He looked up into Sergei's eyes and found them glazing over, returning to that gorgeous look they'd had as he got off the ice. Seeing Sergei like that, flushed and dazed from his order and skating, the balls the only thing holding him up had made Tanaka want to take him right there in the kiss and cry.
Please.
Oh God.
You have this. Just keep going.
I don't think I can. It's just so embarrassing.
Why? What makes it that way?
I can't believe I'm saying these things. And then you?
I...
It sounded so real.
Not as real as kinky.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I needed that. Okay, I think I'm good.
Oh, are you now?
Sergei moaned, ducking his head. Tanaka caught him in a kiss that was sweet and slow, then pulled back and brought his hands to Sergei's shoulders and pushed. Sergei dropped with an eagerness and grace that made Tanaka's hands shake. Was that?
That was perfect. The slight shake to your voice. Katsu, you're a natural, Katsu.
He combed one hand through Sergei's hair before pulling his head to Tanaka's track pants. Sergei mouthed at the fabric over Tanaka's cock and nuzzled into his hip. Tanaka let him for a moment before pulling him back and pointing him at the bed. "Crawl," was all he could. Crawl was all he could get out around the tightness in his throat and chest, heart pounding like he'd just finished his free skate. Sergei looked like moonlight and sin as he crawled, naked, unblemished skin a siren song that Tanaka was unwilling to resist.
Fuck.
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FTW and Victor. Direct message from Victor.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Huh? Oh no. What happened, Katsu? You're swearing.
The shop just told me my computer will take 2 weeks to fix. Fuck. We don't have 2 weeks to spare in the schedule.
Katsu, stop panicking.
I can't stop panicking. Why won't you tell me not to panic?
Should I buy you a new computer? Would that help?
No! Why would you offer that? That's way over the top. We barely know each other, and that's a lot of money.
I thought we were friends.
I... Of course we are, Victor. Sorry, I just need a solution.
Maybe there are podfickers that don't use computers? I'm pretty sure Yakov used to use tapes. How would we transfer those to digital?
Oh, here. I found someone who talks about using their phone. But the sound quality difference? Fuck, this is going to ruin the fic.
Oh, phones. Yes, that works. And no, it won't. Look, this person here. RenaJenkins.tumblr.com/post/thisismypodficpillowfortpicspam uses pillows as a sound barrier. And the scenes we're doing next need the extra intimacy. I'll make one too. We'll be the same.
Yeah. Thanks, Victor.
Should I kiss you or something? Everything okay?
One of the pillows just fell. Give me a moment. Sergei's voice was tight as he tried not to seem affected. But Tanaka could see he was bewildered and like he was almost panicking himself. No! Tanaka yelled, tears and snot. Just a sec. Tears and snot making a mess of his face. He didn't look anything like a dom should in that moment. And yet, the power was there in that one word. Sergei's eyes widened and then dropped.
What can I do for you then?
He asked, more open and submissive than Tanaka had ever seen him. Wow, this is really working.
I know, the pillows are brilliant.
Oh, I meant that you sounded the most open you ever have.
Oh. Thank you, Katsu.
Yuri.
Huh?
My real name is Yuri.
Thank you, Yuri.
Just have more faith that I do that I win. You don't have to say anything. Just stand by me. Sergei looked up at that, eyes widening again. A small smile started on his face, and he took a step forward, enveloping Tanaka in a hug.
Of course.
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FTW and Victor. Direct message from Victor.
Yuri, I'm so sorry.
What's wrong?
Makachin ate something he shouldn't have, and I'm sitting in the vet's office right now.
Oh no! Will he be okay?
They're very positive, but I didn't bring my laptop, and I still have a couple scenes to edit to get us to 75% for the art matching tomorrow.
I'll do it. It's the latest section, right? What did you last edit?
But you hate editing.
Victor, look after Makachin. He's way more important than getting art. And I can do this. What was the last thing you edited?
Sasha's short program. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Direct message from Pixelance.
Yuri? Is everything okay? Worried, wide-eyed, staring face.
I'm not going to get it done. We're going to fail because of me.
Yuri, what happened?
Victor's dog is sick, so I said I'd finish the editing and now it's not going to get done in time and then Victor's going to hate me and we'll never finish it and I'll fail again and then I'll never be able to record ever out of shame and guilt!
You okay now? Hugs.
Yeah. Fuck mouth noises, you know.
Lol. Yeah, Yuri, I know. Sticking tongue out face.
Art claim sign-up post.
Yakov Feltzman posted on DreamWidth.com, Podfic Big Bang.
Art claims deadline is here. This is your last chance to get matched with an artist. Art can include fan mixes, cover art, sound effect or music incorporation, other projects, provided they are approved. Reminder that Podfics are required to be 75% complete to participate in the art process. Comment below to indicate your interest in getting art for your Big Bang project. Note, you are not required to sign up for this to complete Podfic Big Bang.
Comments 8.
8 of 8 chapters recorded, 6 of 8 edited. I'd love cover art.
On my final edit pass, fuckers. Give me art if you want.
I'm not sure if the last couple scenes are up to Victor's normal standards, but we are 76.5% complete. If any artist wants to spend the time on this, both Victor and I would be honored. Sergei, Tanaka said, turning and dropping the phone from his ear. Go back to Japan, right now. Sergei froze, competition face fading into bewilderment. Only after he said it did Tanaka realize that it had been an order. That Sergei's knees had bent and then locked as if he'd had to stop himself from kneeling right there in the hallway. Tanaka's face flushed and he continued. I'll handle free skate on my own.
Why?
Sergei croaked out, and Tanaka could see him trembling as he approached. Tanaka told him. Sergei did start trembling then, obviously torn between his beloved cat and his duty to Tanaka. But Tanaka knew now, knew he can do this, be this, on his own. His order to leave him was proof enough. He ordered Sergei to leave. And Sergei went.
Excerpt from Cantilever Podfic by Katsudon FTW and Victor. Victory at Victor.
M back home safe and sound. Thanks to the staff at Little Paws Big Hearts Veterinary Hospital for the prompt professional care.
Pixora Didn't Happen at Pixelence.
Grin, 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 grin. Thumbs up.
Minami at Lil Spitfire.
OMG, I was so worried. I'm so glad.
Katsudan at Katsudan FTW.
I'm so glad he's okay. Hugs for Makashin.
Direct message from Victor.
Hugs from Makashin, but not for me? Frown.
You weren't the one in the hospital. But hugs for you too. The check-in went fine.
Of course it did. I believed in you every moment.
Victor?
Yes? I can see you typing. Just spit it out, heart.
Will you record the rest of the series with me? After PBB is done?
Yes. I want this series to never end.
Yes. Wait. Did you say that Makashin went to Little Paul's Big Hearts Veterinary Hospital?
Yes. What are you thinking, Yuri?
That is in my city. My dog used to go there. Victor, we live in the same city.
Grin, heart.
To Peacheat, pixelence at gmail.com. From Yuri, katsudanftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Date. Hi, Peacheat. I just found out that Victor lives in my city. Do you think I should ask him out? Should I wait for him to ask? I don't really want to, but should I? Wait, that is. Should I not get my hopes up because he's a creepy internet stalker? Help, Peacheat. Yuri.
To Yuri, katsudanftw@gmail.com. From Peacheat, pixelence@gmail.com. Subject.
Re-date. Yes! Of course you should ask him out. You shouldn't wait. He cast you in the dom role, right? Assert that dominance, winking, grinning face. And he isn't a creepy stalker. You've heard his voice. You've recorded porn together. It'll be fine. P.S. I bet he's hot. Winking face.
Subject.
Re-date. Peacheat! Oh gosh! Now I'm thinking about what he looks like. You had to remind me about a porn recording. But lots of people do that together. I mean, Kinky does it with, like, everyone. Oh wow. Do you think Victor's dating Kinky? They did record together a lot, and he did post that pretty jealous post. Have I been taking Victor away from his boyfriend?
Subject.
Re-date. Face palms. OMG, Yuri, calm down. Victor and Kinky are obviously not dating. Why? A. Kinky hasn't shown up to murder you, and B. Victor has been flirting so hard at you that I'm honestly surprised you aren't dating already.
Subject.
Re-date. Yeah, okay. Okay, date. I'm going to ask him. What do I ask him to do? Peacheat, where do I take him?
Subject.
Re-date. I don't live in your city. How would I know? Tongue sticking out face.
Subject.
Ah! Patient!
Katsudan, at Katsudan FTW.
I need date ideas for a fandom person. Help!
Penis emoji, at Kinky69.
At Katsudan for the win. Strip club on amateur night. Get up on that pole and woo him with your body.
At Kinky69. That's not actually helpful.
JJ, at It's JJ Style.
At Katsudan FTW. Rock show of your band! Just make sure your fan club is notified beforehand. At Katsudan FTW. Alternately, a nice outdoor cafe can work. At Katsudan FTW. Oh, shopping! Lots of people like shopping together.
At It's JJ Style. Huh. The cafe idea is really good, actually. Thanks.
Blue Roses. At Broken Wing G.
At Katsudan FTW. Wherever you take them, make it a lasting impression and deep with meaning. You never know when the good times will shatter.
Minami, at Lil Spitfire.
At Katsudan FTW. Comic stores are great. Or maybe an old school arcade? Good luck!
Sarah's Bro, at MS Forever.
At Katsudan FTW. A romantic candlelit dinner followed by a romantic movie. What do you think, at Sarah Rara? Good plan.
Solo Skater, at Sararara.
At MS Forever, at Katsudan FTW. I think that's a little heavy for a first date. Also, some people just want to be single, or actually date.
At Sarah Rara, at Katsudan FTW. We could call seeing The Notebook on our couch a date if you really wanted.
At MS Forever, at Katsudan FTW. No, I do not want. I want to go out with a guy without you stalking me.
At Sararara, at MS Forever. Maybe you could untag me from this conversation? I don't think I'm involved.
No, you listen, at Murder Kitten.
At Katsudan FTW. Holy fuck, he'll like it wherever you take him. Try a recording booth. Ugh. Ugh.
Skull Candy, at Otabear.
At Murder Kitten, at Katsudan FTW. A recording booth sounds like a great Potfigure date idea.
Victory, at Victor.
At Katsudan FTW, are you asking someone out?
Tumblr post by Pixelance.
I present this as evidence that Katsuki Vic is canon. I won the bet. Pay up, Kinky. The universe loves me. Oh, I found them. Katsu said he was taking Victor to his favorite local coffee shop. It's really cute. He drags me here every time I visit him. They allow dogs inside, which I think is what makes it Katsu's favorite. Aw, look at them. They're sitting right by the window so I can see them. Wow, Victor's actually really attractive. Go Katsu! Go Podfic fandom for having some pretty people involved. Maybe I'll edit that. No one wants to hear 10 minutes of silence. I wonder if I could go in and get a coffee. They look really good. Oh, wait, here they come. I wonder where they're going next. It looks like they're heading to the local dog park. So exciting. Makachin looks in good health, if that's Makachin. Oh no, don't look my way. Hide, hide, hide.
Is that you? Oh my gosh, why are you here? Are you in town for the... Why didn't you tell me? Were you following me? Why?
Your love is so pure and new. I wanted to capture a record for the ages.
Oh my god, are you recording this?
Only on audio. No, don't.
Would you introduce us?
Right. Victor, this is my best friend, He's known as Pixelance online.
Glad to make your acquaintance.
Awesome to meet you too, man who stole your heart. Now show some love to the camera.
You said you were only taking audio. That's it. Give me the phone or stop recording.
My, my, Victor's been good for your confidence. Okay, fine. Hashtag Katsuvik. Hashtag canon. Hashtag audiophile. Hashtag not podfic for once. Hashtag date stalking. Hashtag surprise visit. Hashtag twoove.
8 hours ago, with 153 notes.
Stop, Victor! The recording! The mic is running!
Fine. You're just so cute when you're focused on recording. Tanaka was flushed from the cold, trembling as he gripped the chain and tried to speak. The choir singing in front of them, hiding them from the casual eye, and the snow falling all around them lent the whole scene a sense of dreamy intimacy. Sergei couldn't do anything but stand there, on the cathedral steps, and wait for Tanaka to move him to his will. He was half down already, just from looking at the chain in Tanaka's hand. Tanaka's hand was feather light on Sergei's shoulder, and he was kneeling. He could barely hear the choir.
Victor, why are you kneeling? Are you okay?
I'm in character, Yuri.
But, Victor, the mic is up here. It won't catch your lines properly if you kneel, and your posture.
But I like being down here, Yuri.
Victor!
Fine. He could barely hear the choir over the pounding of his heart. It felt like he had wanted this for so long. As he fastened the chain snugly around Sergei's neck, Tanaka said,
"Thank you for everything up to now."
Sergei bowed his head and just let the words wash over him as Tanaka continued,
"I couldn't think of a better way than this."
And trailed off. Sergei looked up at him, haloed by stars and the saints in the background, and knew he was willing to wait forever for this Dom, his Dom.
I'll try my... You okay? Shit, you're crying.
Yeah, this part just gets to me every time. It really resonates with me, you know?
Yeah. okay to move on?
Yeah. Just... Okay, yeah. Go.
But, I'll try my best from now on.
Tanaka haltingly continued, and Sergei knew, somehow deep within himself, that Tanaka wasn't just talking about skating, or being a good dom, but all of that, and more. And Sergei let himself trust, and let himself fall. Love you, Yuri.
You too.
Excerpt of recording by Katsudon FTW and Victor.
Tanaka on ice. Cantilever.
Katsudon FTW posted on DreamWidth.com Podfic Big Bang.
Title, Cantilever. Author, Opal Song. Readers, Katsudon FTW and Victor. Fandom, Tanaka on ice. Pairing, Tanaka Sergei. Rating, explicit. Length, 3 hours, 28 minutes, 10 seconds. Size, 92.1 MB. Summary. Sergei is gorgeous kneeling on the ice, his eyes pleading for Tanaka to reach out and take him. A record of Tanaka and Sergei falling in love. Alternately, a DS close canon AU of Tanaka on ice. Links, MP3, Potbook, Archive Link. AO3, Katsudon FTW's Dreamloaf, Victor's Dreamloaf.
Comments, 7.
Ha! I posted 3 days ago. How late can you be?
I'm so happy you finished. You're so great at this.
Holy fuck! This is hot as hell! Downloading now, but already streaming. Oh, Katsu Dom! Meow. You can dom me any day. Copod? Smiley face.
Thank you, but Katsu is mine for that sort of thing. Wink.
Wow, thank you. But, yeah, I'm still a little nervous about the explicit stuff, so I'm sticking to Victor.
I bet you are, Lear.
Downloading.
See you next level. The end.
If you liked this podfic, please leave feedback for both of us and the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/KatsudonFTW. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. We're done!
No, we're not. We still have to edit it.
Don't be a downer, Katsu. We finished recording, and it went so well.
Yeah, I guess it's over now.
Which means everyone should look out for the next in the series, because Tanaka and Sergei's story isn't over yet, and neither is ours.
Speaking of which, I just want to tell anyone who's gotten this far just how much this story means to me. Because of this story, I'm more confident in my ability as a podficker.
You do the porn so well, Yuri. So well.
And I also got to really meet and get to know Victor. So I want to thank everyone who helped and are still helping us through this, and Victor for being...
the very best boyfriend?
Yeah, okay, that.
I want to thank you.
This is my absolute favorite fic in this fandom, maybe in any fandom, and I didn't want to record it until I had the right person. So, thank you.
Till next time.
Excerpt from Cantilever Podfic by Katsudon FTW and Victor. Room set to Podficker Party!
So there's really no minimum?
Nope. Smiley face. You can record the smallest podfic ever if you want.
Keep in mind that that means there's a chance you could receive something tiny.
There's no maximum either, as JJ keeps reminding us. Where do you even find the time?
Some of us need to keep in practice if we're going to make the big leagues.
Some of us know that Cheetah's Voices already has an IMDb page, unlike some posers here.
Just because I have a distinct style.
Distinct style? Eh? Eh? I've got a style, or rather, a method. Lear.
Don't do it! No! You asked. Unhappy D-face.
I'm a method actor. I get into the headspace and body space of my roles.
He means he's actually getting off when he records.
OMG!
What? We are never listening to that again.
Holy fuck. Ew, why would you tell me that? Oh, fuck! I need to go find brain bleach.
Hand bleach.
Gargles it. Oh, fuck.
Just a reminder, Amplificathon is coming up soon. Just so you know.
What happens if I get someone I don't know and I don't know what they like? For ITPE.
You might get someone you don't know, but we work very hard to match people by what kind of fic they like. The Apodfigure letters help a lot with that.
They're really very good. Smiley face.
I hope we get matched this year, Sara Rara. Heart.
I don't think that's a good idea. I like mature fic, but not when it's read by my brother.
Noted.
Sad face. Hashtag rejected. Again.
Speaking of rejection, there's a commenter that keeps requesting I record things.
Burn! Fucking owned!
Does anyone know how I can politely say that I don't do requests?
You just did?
You just did?
Haha, yeah, I guess I did. Has anyone else gotten out of the blue requests?
Several commenters continually wreck a fic called Winter Roses to me, but I haven't yet had the opportunity to read it.
Well, Katsu and I are a positive example of this. Heart.
Yeah. I mean, I know I reported something of yours, but your message was really shocking.
You sent me a copy of the bet before it was posted. I checked the timestamp and asked to collab with me. That was out of the blue.
What?
That is definitely a sudden solicitation.
And you responded?
Oh my.
Aw, yeah! Get some, Katsudam!
Oh god. Oh god! I did! I just found the email. I'm sorry. I need to go drink my sorrows away.
Isn't that what got you into this mess in the first place?
Yes!
Well, if you're drinking, and drinking makes you send me porn, I've got somewhere to be. Bye, all. Heart.
Yes, go. Hell yes, everyone follow him. Oda Bear and I were trying to plan a fucking project. But no, you assholes have to come in and crash that.
Aw, but you called the room Podficker Party. We couldn't help but crash.
Are you jealous you can't plan porn with your crush with us here? Don't mind us. We'd love to watch. Lear.
Please stop.
No.
This is repulsive.
Why are you like this all the time?
OMG, no!
Shakes head.
Stop. Just stop.
Kinky, you're ruining it.
You're not welcome to watch.
Holy fuck no! All of you fuckers out this instant! No, you know what? I'm just going to take this to DMs. I'm out. Fuckers.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for all of us. You can find this podfic, as well as the text version, at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thank you so much for listening. Producer's notes. Oh, people! Okay, so this entire concept was created because some people on Twitter, I forget exactly who, were commenting about Yuri on Ice people as podfickers. And I forget whether it had started as the Yuri on Ice people, what kind of podfickers they would be, or what podfickers would be Yuri on Ice people. But I eventually got the concept of this into my brain. And yeah, it was Christmas break, and so this happened. I don't write all that often, but when I do, I kind of go hardcore with it. Anyway, this wouldn't exist without the encouragement of Fleur Richard, Alice Fictive, and Rhea314, which, thank you guys for all your help, beta reading, that sort of thing. Making sure that my plot points flowed and that my characters were in character and that all my grammar was good. I have to say, when I was creating the visuals for this, which please check out the visual version, I worked really, really hard on it. As I was creating that, and even as I was writing the thing to begin with, I was kind of about making a podfic of it, partly because it's kind of a dream of mine to have somebody else make a podfic of my work. Yeah, I've got a couple of written stories up, and I mean, most of them are totally in tiny fandoms or dead fandoms or whatever, so, you know, I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I was like, but I don't want to make a podfic of this. I want somebody else to make a podfic of it. And then when I was creating the visual version, I was like, no, this is the way it needs to be experienced. You can't experience it any other way. Why am I making another format? But then I started editing this and I realized just every so often, I get so caught up in a concept or a project or something that I kind of forget how much I love podficking and how much I love editing giant multi-voice projects. But just general, how much I love the medium. And I had sort of gotten to that point with podfic. My giant, giant Teen Wolf epic that's going on right now. I am recording a couple of fics in a row that are, like, they're fine, but they're not my favorites. And I have hit editing one that I actually hate. And that drains all creativity from me. And then working on the visuals for this project was just so draining. And like, looking back on it, not super fun, or at least not, it didn't give me the sort of joy that podficking did. So I was just kind of like, ugh. And then I put all this stuff in and I started listening and I was like, oh, that's a really interesting interpretation. Oh, that's really awesome. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I just sort of, A, fell in love with this fic all over again, which is kind of hilarious because I wrote it. But I also just kind of fell in love with podfic all over again. So everybody who's involved, thank you so much. I really needed that kick in the pants to really, you know, love podficking again. Thank you. Also, I had tons of fun editing this. Seriously, massive multi-voice projects. So fun! Editing the Peachy date stalking scene, I think I have like 3 or 4 layers of sound effects going in there. Yeah. Yeah. Super fun.